This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking to Layla Hancock, the CEO of Bella Pimo, founder and president of Global Wellness for All, and a certified facilitator for the personal development company Access Consciousness, including specialty program Joy of Business. Lale, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Eric, for actually inviting me.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks so much for your time, and really appreciate that, Lale. Tell us about your life, for starters, since adding the tools of Access Consciousness, since you've been a certified facilitator with the company.
Oh my goodness, it is a big question. I discovered the tools of Access Consciousness about 7 years ago. And it's funny, I found it when everything in my life and business was booming, and realized it could actually get better. So with the tools, I have a very different level of creativity, I would say, but also the things that used to stress me out or the things that would get to be problems, whether I was working, you know, on site with a client or we were doing some things for the military in terms of assisting the wounded warriors, it didn't matter the level of stress that was coming in. I could turn it around and turn it into creative juices that came up with more ideas. And my body wasn't as tired, and I could actually go longer days doing more of what I actually enjoy doing.
And of course, that is a tremendous plus right there. Currently, what do you do, as it sounds like you're so busy across multiple projects? Get into some of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you mentioned earlier, I've got two businesses. One of them is Bella Pimo, which is a management consulting company. And we work with companies, not-for-profits or corporate companies, in really assisting them in their culture transformations, looking at what's working in the business and ways that they can grow the business while also engaging their employees in a much different way, which also engages their clients in a different way. And, you know, my Global Wellness for All business actually got created because I realized how many people I work with, whether they're at the upper management level or the day-to-day interaction with the clients' people, how much stress is actually in their worlds. And with the tools of Access and Joy Business, it's actually looking and growing your business from such a different way. The questions get you to actually explore even the things that are working really well for the business to how to make it better, but also create an environment where employees are actually more engaged and they want to come to work. We find that people are not calling in sick as much anymore. So, like, it's this universal growth that happens, not just to grow the business, but to make the business include its staff and the clients who actually can receive more and be able to contribute more.
And that's certainly some great news right there. Now, for those that aren't so familiar, what is the Joy of Business and how has adding this to your business changed everything?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I first saw the book, I was like, finally, someone who actually enjoys business the way that I do. Because I've always been one of those people who just loved every aspect of business. But actually, this book and the whole series of Joy Business classes around the world and the services is about getting you to look at your life and your business from a different perspective. For example, many of us think we have skills that we're very good at, right? And there's things that we think we're not very good at. And this starts to actually then look at the things you think aren't that great or you're not so good at from a different angle. Like for me, it was writing. My clients loved it when I wrote stuff, but for me, it was a chore. And the more I started to ask some of the questions, I realized, you know, I really was buying other people's points of views about writing, but I actually enjoy writing. And now I have probably 50 or 60 articles that have been published with different magazines around the world because I looked at it from a different angle. And when you ask questions in the joy of business, and it's for everything, the kinds of people your business should hire, it looks at the services, your products, whatever you have going on, what does it look like today? And what are ways that you can start looking at the future of what it actually requires to be able to grow and thrive? And one thing I would like to say is that, you know, many of us have a lot of ideas about business. And it usually comes from either our parents or from, you know, other people we've worked with or other bosses. And when you start to actually explore, what are things that you're good at? What are things that you would like to learn more of, and ways that you and your company can contribute to that, it just creates a very different dynamic interaction with the staff, your boss, and the products sell themselves greater, and the services end up blooming more, and it just creates a very different culture in the business.
Today, we're speaking with Lale Hancock, the CEO of Bella Pimo, founder and president of Global Wellness for All, and a certified facilitator for the personal development company Access Consciousness, including specialty program Joy of Business here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, speaking of tools, what would you say is your favorite tool of all?
Not having a judgment. That actually is one that I think most of us grow up with, learning, hey, what's the right way to do business and what's the wrong way to do business? And really start to explore what is going to work for your business. You know, a few years ago, it was all about, I'd say more than 5 years ago, it was all about the best practices of leadership, the best practices of building businesses. And it, most people did not succeed because all they would do is try to do it like somebody else and then would go into judgment of everything, their revenue coming in, their staff not making their numbers. But when you come out of judgment and you start to look at things and say, okay, if for a moment I didn't think this was wrong and I had gratitude for it, like what actually is available for the business to create with this? And then start asking questions of, okay, what do we have to change here? You know, sometimes we have staff and positions that really should not be there anymore. We have programs we hold on to because we started it a long time ago. But it's also that willingness, not from the place it's wrong, but from looking at what's going to work for the business. And the minute you come out of judgment, it's amazing. Like that one tool I have seen with every single client around the world boosts productivity, boosts energy in the workplace. Clients have more clients that they're bringing in. Revenue goes up. They have more research and development money. Like it's this one aspect of business that if you turn it 180 degrees, turn it into gratitude and really ask some vulnerable questions, you know, like what will this business be like if we continue with the service the next 5 years? And what will it be like if we don't? And really start to look at what is adding more value to the business and what isn't. And who can you add? Because we have so many talented employees that we have judged that they can only do one job, that have creative ideas, that have the ability to take anything to the next level, if we're willing to include them without those judgments.
Yeah, certainly like your perspective on that. Now, have you got any great fun stories from Joy of Business to share?
I do. I've got so many of them. I actually had one yesterday. I was working with someone in Geneva, and she's a master networker, master connector, and works with a lot of large organizations. And I'll tell you, that whole judgment thing, she kept going into wrongness of some of these projects that were not working out. And, you know, she was connecting people together, but yet it just wasn't coming together. And we had a conversation, and just in our 1 hour conversation, do you know, this morning, 3 of her clients called her. Everything's changed. They're now networking together. They're going to be creating some products together, like all from her perspective of, you know, it wasn't working out, changing. I can tell you, I have others. I work with entrepreneurs around the world, as well as, you know, large organizations, technology organizations, or financial services organizations. And the one thing that I would say has been the consistent story is that people actually enjoy coming to work again. And I've got to tell you, having a reason to get out of bed every morning and having it be that joy that lights you up, that enthusiasm, it's not something that you can teach, and it's not something that you can force on people. But when they have it from within and they come to work with that, watch out, world, that business is about to boom.
And you're so right about that. Look out. And that is some good stuff, good information, and a good share right there. Lastly, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final tip or a thought, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Well, you know what? I think one of the greatest things that we think we have to do is we have to do all the work. All the employees in the business have to do all the work so the business can be successful. And I want to flip it. What if each of us would allow our businesses or the company that we work for to make itself money? And I know that's a concept most people don't even think about, but the business itself has a level of consciousness. It's constantly giving you information and ideas, but you have to be willing to, in the morning or whatever during the day, ask a question. Who or what can we add to the business today that will allow it to, you know, double, that will allow us to generate more revenue, that will allow us to be a greater contribution to our communities? Whatever that question is, if you're willing to ask questions instead of having your whole day planned with what to do to grow the business, you will realize the business is actually then working with you and for you.
Well, Ale, not only has it been great to have you with us, but your energy this time of day is absolutely awesome, and we can't thank you enough for sharing a little bit of that with us here today. If listeners wanted to get in touch with you or to find out more on your companies or access consciousness, well, where can they best get these details online?
I think the best place would be accessjoyofbusiness.com. I'm there, and you can learn more about these great tools of Joy of Business.
Again, Lale, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.
And you too. We've been speaking with Lale Hancock, the CEO of Bella Pimo, founder and president of Global Wellness for All, and a certified facilitator for the personal development company Access Consciousness, including specialty program Joy of Business. And for further details, visit accessjoyofbusiness.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.